6 days until spring. On my way to the gym, as I was crossing the road today, two large geese were flying overhead, and rather low. I hurried to the curb as not to get hit, and looked right up, only to be greeted by a hot flash, as the goose nearest me turned her long neck a little bit to look at me. It was unbelievable. Never seen anything like it. I don't know, I just always assumed that geese keep their necks straight when they are flying. Nor have I expected to have my jimmies rustled that early on in the morning. Golly! Something like this previously happened to me at Nordhaus Dunes by Michigan's Ludington. This time it was a hawk, and I was rather plump, roasting in the sun like some hot dog. The hawk made me wish I wasn't, though. That is the little wilderness where owls are known to confuse hair buns with gerbils, where signs printed in Comic Sans mysteriously proclaim, "This is bear country." And presumably, you better have a second pair of underpants, as I can't imagine what this sign does for your safety. One time, I remember seeing deer drinking straight out of Lake Michigan, and I could almost tell that one deer asked the other,
"Are you keeping an eye on him? Is he staring at us?"
I was. Oh, and it is the place of one of my most regrettable bird feedings. I helped an old weathered albatross-sized seagull to a healthy, proper meal in the morning, only to watch a young, defiant lady later in the afternoon try to share her snack with the beautiful bird. Then my albatross friend emerged, emptying his stomach to make room for more, straight into her hair, with a slap, something I remember to this day. It was awful. Ludington is a little city by Lake Michigan, with little more than a main street and beautiful access to the beach. And the Nordhaus Dunes, a tiny little wilderness tucked in about an hour behind it. Mostly woodland, but with enormous ancient dunes as you near the sandy lakeshore, with an infinite horizon. Great lakes are only called lakes out of cuteness. They're pretty much sweetwater seas. And early spring is not too early at all to ponder the year's hiking and camping. Wherever you are in the world, there is surely some wilderness nearby, and there cannot be a greater invitation into nature than a wilderness yearning for the year's new hikers. Adventures may seem tiny when we look back or put them to text, but that is not how we experience them when we are there in the moment. And later, as we grow and look back at our adventures, even the silliest of adventures become priceless. They become an endless source of joy.